USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Tensions remain high between Ukraine and Russia. Speaking at the White House, President Biden was asked if he believes Russian President Vladimir Putin has decided to invade Ukraine.
As of this moment, I'm convinced he's made the decision. We have reason to believe that.
The president on Friday also hosting a call with European allies and Canada's prime minister. Biden saying the United States and allies remain in lockstep and accused Russia of pushing out vast misinformation. Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton is launching an investigation into TikTok. Paxton saying two civil investigatory demands have been issued to see if the social media app is allowing human trafficking and violating the privacy of children. He's promising the investigations will make sure big tech is keeping Texans safe and secure. USA Radio News.
Water. It's essential to life, but it's also something that so many of us here in America take for granted. Imagine how different your life would be without access to clean water in your home. What if you had to walk to the nearest creek, stream, lake, or pond to get water? Suddenly, going to work and school wouldn't be an option because you and your children would have to spend your days collecting water. This is the day-to-day reality of most families living in the world's poorest countries. But what if I told you that you can change that reality for just pennies a day? Through our water project, Food for the Poor is working to meet the need for water in 17 impoverished countries. But it won't happen without you. Incredibly, it only takes $15 to provide a child access to clean water for life. $15. Decades and decades of access to water for a child. Give the life-changing gift of water now. Just text USA Radio to 91999. Text USA Radio, all one word, to 91999.
Former President Donald Trump had classified government records at his Florida residence. The National Archives and Records Administration informed a congressional panel Friday, saying it was in communication with the Justice Department on the matter. A funding bill is preventing the government from partially shutting down for at least a few weeks. President Biden signing the bill that funds operations through March 11th. The original deadline to fund the government was Friday. Lawmakers now on both sides of the aisle also working on a long-term spending bill as well. Lawmakers are mourning the loss of one of their own.
Republican Representative Jim Hagedorn has died at the age of 59. His wife Jennifer made the announcement on Facebook Friday. Hagedorn was elected to represent Minnesota's mostly rural 1st Congressional District south of Minneapolis in 2018. Shortly after being sworn in, he was first diagnosed with kidney cancer. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
USA Radio News.
Right now, people are home with their pets more often, and I think now, especially with the shedding, they're more cognizant of what's going on and that it's an actual issue, and Dynavite has helped tremendously in our house with that.
I just heard the Dynavite commercial so many times that I said, you know what, I'll give it a shot, and I ordered it and tried it, and it worked.
The Dynavite, the being at home, working with them, they all love it.
Me and Chewy are together 24/7.
Within 3 weeks, he's not scratching and itching, and he's an all-around happier dog.
Dinovite.com.
Republicans on Capitol Hill are speaking out regarding the high gas prices.
With prices at the pump continuing to rise by more than 40% over the last 12 months, the Biden administration is now saying they're expected to rise again because of Russia's potential invasion of Ukraine. Speaking on Newsmax, Senate Minority Whip Republican John Thune says that President Joe Biden is responsible for those rising prices.
The first thing this president does when he comes to office is to shut down the Keystone XL pipeline, a project that would allow us to get energy from a friendly neighbor, Canada, and transport it across the United States to make it available to where they need to help fill the gap in the supply out there for the demand that's out there.
Thune said the increase in prices mostly hurts low and middle income families, effectively giving them a $3,500 per year cost increase. From the Washington Bureau of USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.
The Ag Department says they will allow Mexican avocado imports after a pause. A USDA inspector was threatened last week, leading to a suspension of Mexican fruit imports. The agency said it enacted additional measures with the U.S. Embassy, and inspections have since restarted. The pause happened during peak growing season for the fruit and just before the Super Bowl, which has historically been the most popular time of year for avocado consumption in the United States. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.